Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the show right now is a veteran standout from the University of Miami swim team, Sydney Knapp. And she finished her second year as a team captain. Sydney, thank you for joining us. And you are coming off quite a season.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you could call it that. Thank you so much for having me.
You also are busy outside of the pool. You were the president of the University of Miami Student Athlete Advisory Committee. What was that experience like?
I absolutely loved every minute of it. Being SAC president is probably one of my proudest accomplishments since being at the university. I just think it's a really incredible space that just gives me so many opportunities, not only within our own university community, but also between the ACC and the NCAA. And I'm just so grateful to be able to be in that position.
How did you go from walk-on to record holder?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sometimes I wonder that too. I really love the sport. I love what I do. I say swimming is one of those sports that if you don't love it, you probably shouldn't do it, right? Staring at a black line for 4 hours a day isn't for everyone. But having that competitive fire in me, and I just love to race and I love to compete, and I think that's what drives me every day.
Let me tell our audience that you currently hold times in the University of Miami top 10 in almost every freestyle distance. You are the sixth fastest performer in school history in the 100-yard freestyle, and the ninth fastest performer in the 200 freestyle, as well as the 10th fastest in the 50 freestyle. And the University of Miami has a long history of great swimmers.
Yes. Yes, it's a fantastic history to follow.
It must make you proud. Do you pinch yourself at times realizing that you hold records in all of those categories?
It's kind of hard sometimes to see that bigger picture. Actually, hearing you say that, I'm like, wow, that is really cool. That is quite an accomplishment. Swimming is one of those sports that you can often kind of get lost in. A lot of athletes say that lost in the grind of the day-to-day training. We train 20 hours a week pretty much all year. It's a really hard sport to kind of take 8-hour weeks or to take a lot of time off just because you have to keep that aerobic capacity up. And so oftentimes we do kind of get lost in the grind of the sport. And especially over the last year and a half with COVID, we couldn't compete as much as we would have liked to. And so just being able to be back in the sport and to have some incredible accomplishments and my teammates with me doing them, it's just really a blessing every day.
Yeah, I mentioned the University of Miami has a long history in swimming, both in men and women's. And I think, often the audience, they look at baseball or football, they understand that history. But when you came to the University of Miami, did you recognize the history that the Hurricanes have had in swimming?
A little bit. I more so recognize, I kind of was the same as probably everybody listening. I loved the U. I recognize the legacy in all the other sports. But when you do look at what our teams have accomplished in the early 90s in swimming as well, I think it's really cool. I wasn't as aware of it until I got into the program and really understood kind of the nuance of how good we were when we were in the Big East. But it's really cool to see.
Sydney Knapp, swimmer, is our guest. Let me tell our audience what other things that Sydney has accomplished so far this year. She is currently completing her Master's of Art in International Business. You were tapped into the Delta Kappa Honor Society last year, and you're a member of the Mortar Board Society. You're in the ACC Postgraduate Scholarship, and you're a three-time ACC Honor Roll selectee. So things outside the pool are very important to you.
Yes, they are. Actually, it's funny. So that isn't even my major. So I finished undergrad up in 3 years, and I had this great plan. Finished undergrad in 3 years and do a master's in my fourth year. So I did a master's of international administration, but I had this weird opportunity with COVID to do a fifth year. So I'm now pursuing my second major, or my second master's, sorry, in international, or a master's of art in liberal studies. Wow. Yeah, to follow on a master's of art in international administration. So
what would you like to be able to use your master's degree in? Would it be international business? When your swimming career is over, what do you see for you down the road?
That's a fantastic question. I feel like that's everyone's favorite million-dollar question. I'm like, oh, what do you want to do next? I'm like, that's good. I don't know. I wish I knew too. But I am really interested in working for the government or doing development work in other countries. I'm really passionate about that and really passionate about helping people in any way that I can. And I think that'd be a really cool outlet to do it through.
Here's what I would say from my position, that if you leave the University of Miami with two master's degrees, it doesn't really matter what path you take or what job you go into. When you get to that job for the interview, you win. You're going to win.
That's what I've heard too. So I'm so grateful to have had the opportunities to be able to walk away with all these degrees.
What has it been like for you competing at the University of Miami? What has been the best part of the competition, and who have you enjoyed, or maybe team, or I guess inside the conference, what have you enjoyed most about the competition?
Oh, that's an awesome question. What have I enjoyed the most? I would say ACCs every year is probably my favorite. Kind of the way that swimming works now is we don't have the opportunity to travel and compete with every single ACC school. We'll swim a couple here and there throughout our regular season, but it's not until we get to ACCs that we see all 11 other schools. And just to be a part of that community, I always argue that the ACC is the fastest conference. And so to be there with those people racing for 5 days is just such a unique experience that I don't think many people really get to have. And so I think that's my favorite part.
I would say that the Olympic sports inside the ACC are second to none. They have to be the best in the country.
I agree.
Are you keeping an eye on the Olympic qualifying? We just had swimming in terms of the Olympics. Did you keep an eye on that? And are you going to watch the Olympics?
Yes and yes. I absolutely love the Olympics. It's like my favorite time every 4 years or 5 years now. So I've been eagerly waiting for the last year. It's really cool.
What has it been like just to swim at the University of Miami? I think some people go, oh, swimming, University of Miami, that should be perfect. What is it like to swim for the University of Miami?
I think you see our campus and you see where we train every day. For people who haven't been on campus, it's right in the middle of the heart of campus. So there's the lake, there's the circle that kind of goes and it goes around the student center, there's the freshman dorms, and the pool is right on the side of it. So we are the heart of campus, and it's so incredible to be able to feel that energy from campus every single day. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily easy. We're up every morning training at 6 a.m. We're back in the pool at 2 o'clock every single day. And so when I say we train 4 hours a day, it's really not a joke. And that's not always easy, right? I'm sure people can imagine that that level of training and competition doesn't come very easily or naturally to many people. And personally, it didn't come very easily or naturally to me. And so I've definitely had to work incredibly hard to be here. And I think if I would characterize my time here, I would say it's been challenging. But I think being a part of the U and just the network of people that support you along the way is probably one of the most redeeming parts of this, because you get knocked down for whatever reason, hard day of training, whatever it may be. There's always someone in this amazing network that'll help stand you right back up.
Here's one of the things I find fascinating. You came to the University of Miami from Maryland, where you were a state champion swimmer in high school. You also were the Potomac Valley Scholar Athlete all 4 years of high school, and you have maintained those same standards at the University of Miami. So you are an athlete and a scholar person that you have set standards for yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you, some would say, oh, that's putting a lot of pressure on yourself, but it seems to me that you probably embrace that type of stuff.
I do. I was actually thinking about this the other day. I find myself in these situations when you get a master's degree in a year or you finish up undergrad in 3 years, and it doesn't come easy. It's not a walk in the park, but there are really challenging times. If it's midterms and it's the same time as a huge competition at the end of that week and you have to travel, and I would say I find a way to get it done. I really enjoy being busy. I know it doesn't really make sense. I get worried when I have just idle time, and so I enjoy this kind of fast pace that things happen at, and you just kind of find a way to make sure that all the pieces fit. And maybe that comes with giving up a few things, but for me it's always been super duper rewarding.
I think you would be a great example to kids that are coming through the ranks, whether they're, you know, in middle school, grade school, or getting into high school, of setting standards for yourself. And I always think that one of the toughest adjustments for the high school athlete to college is time management, which you just mastered.
I definitely would not say I've mastered it. I would say it's an evolving process. My teammates would probably make fun of me if I had said that I mastered time management. There are definitely mornings that this is a horrible habit. I do not recommend this for anyone. I'll wake up before 6 a.m. morning practice early to do homework, because I'm such a morning person. I'd rather wake up at 4 in the morning and get an hour of homework done than stay up past like 9 o'clock doing homework. So, you know, time management in its own way, I guess, but definitely not master of it.
Sydney Knapp is our guest. University of Miami swimmer. Before I let you go, while you have been at the University of Miami, you have all these other things going on. Have you been able to, and I guess we had COVID in the mix here, so, but prior to COVID, did you follow any other sports on campus at the University of Miami? Perhaps were you a football fan or a basketball fan, or do you get a chance to mingle with the other athletes?
Yes and yes. I think that's another really unique part of being SAC president, or just being involved in SAC and being around other student athletes, is that you just become really close with people from all different sports. But I also just am a sports fan. Like you said earlier, if I am following Olympic trials or following the Olympics, I've been following every different sports trials. I can't wait to watch the Olympics and just watch different people compete. I've been following even UM athletes who've been competing at all these different trials. And I think that's just really cool and unique about Miami itself. And then I just love following all of our different sports. When I lived on campus freshman and sophomore year, my roommates and I, we would just look up the schedule for the week and figure out when our calendars were free to go to the women's basketball game, the volleyball games, whatever was happening, the tennis matches. We were there. We went to all of them.
As you know, these are very interesting times in college athletics. My last question for you would be, are you following all of the proceedings with the NIL and the Supreme Court and all of the things that are going on in terms of where college athletics are and where they might go? And do you have an opinion on that?
So I've been following it pretty closely, especially being, again, like I said, with SAC and being involved at the NCAA and ACC level. Been following it for a while now. But I definitely think it presents a really unique opportunity for a lot of student athletes who might not have thought that they had such an influential role to see what that role looks like. Again, like you said, it's kind of, things are happening at the NCAA level, at the Supreme Court. And so I am really interested to see how that all shakes out. And I hope it happens for the best and with the student athlete at the top of mind, and the student athlete being the priority there.
Very good. We greatly appreciate your time. Congratulations on all of your accolades, and keep up the great work. Thank you for being our guest here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.